One of the key things to remember during this process is to provide feedback about the assignment, not the person. All comments should also be specific and rooted in observable evidence. Avoid generalities, even if they are positive. Telling someone, "This is a great assignment," doesn't help them to grow as an instructor unless you also give examples about why the assignment is great. Is it well aligned with a standard? Is it engaging for students? Did it elicit high-quality student work? If you give specific feedback focused on things that you observe in the assignment, it will help the instructor make informed decisions about what changes to make to the assignment. Specific feedback will also help other colleagues who are participating in the conversation and might be thinking about their own student assignments. In addition, feedback is always better received if it is given in a kind and respectful manner. Frame your statements in ways that help make it clear that you are focused on helping each other grow and improve. We all have room for improvement in our instructional skills, and this process is meant to help us all get better at designing effective activities that help our students reach their goals.